Come on, y'all. We give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. His name is above every single name. And in his name, we believe that men shall be saved. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for being with us on our Thursday edition of Daily Love from Him Above. I am overjoyed. A few quick things, and we're going to get right into it. Remember to pray. Join us tonight at 7 p.m. I'm sorry, wrong fly went up. Tonight at 7 p.m. for our prayer on Zoom. Screenshot this. It'll be on our social media pages, but you can screenshot this and you can get that information to you where you can be with us today at 7 p.m. We want to make sure that you can join us for prayer. Today's devotion is coming from this text, Acts 4, verse 12, and it says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind for which we must be saved." Man, this text dropped in my spirit this morning, and I've heard it quoted so much, and I've never really looked into it the way that I did today, and it really resonated with me, because if you read verse 12, it's actually in the middle of not in the middle, but it's close to the middle of the fourth chapter of Acts. And really, when you look at Acts, it's in the middle of Peter and John that are in the middle of a discussion. They're in the middle of a scandal, because they've said that this man that was healed was healed in Jesus' name. And the church people, the Sadducees and the scribes, had a problem with the fact that Jesus' name would be the name that would be take the credit for the healing of this man. But they watch this. The whole fourth chapter is about the argument between the church people and the people of God. And they're fighting with them, because they tell Peter and John, "We can't say that you're wrong, because we see the results of what you say. But we can't say that you also, the other thing is, we can't say that you're healing in Jesus' name, because it's too controversial. It disrupts the norm. It tears up what we normally would think and what we would say was okay." And so what I need you to do, watch this, y'all, is that they bring Peter and John into the room and they say, "Look, we can't say that you're wrong. So what we're going to ask you to do is just shut up. Don't tell anybody else about what God is doing. Don't tell anybody else that he's a healer. Don't tell anybody else that he's a way maker." And Peter and John looked at each other and said, "Oh, we can't do that, because it's at his name. Why y'all don't want to hear me, man?" They get this rebuttal that no other name can save you. No other thing can save you. But no other name under heaven can be given for mankind for which we must be saved. All of that. And they end the chapter and going into this discussion with the people about what they're going to do with Peter and John. And they end up letting them go, because they couldn't even come to an agreement, because people, because what they were saying, people around them started giving witness to that they can't be lying, because the evidence is there. I gave all of that background to give you this word today. That sometimes in your life, you're going to be like Peter and John, that you're going to have a view or have an opinion about what God is doing and how God can do. And your life might not even line up with what God has told you. But if you stand on what God has called you to stand on, don't let anybody doubt his name. Don't let anybody put fear in his name. Don't let anybody put worry in your spirit. Don't let anybody change your testimony. Don't let anybody convince you that what they said about you is true. Don't let anybody convince you that the miracles that God is working in your life needs to give credit to yourself. You're not self-made. I'm bought by the blood. I don't own myself. I just came today to tell everybody, thank you so much in the comments. I love you all. Thank you so much for joining us for our devotional every day. I just came to tell somebody today that your route might not be everybody else's route. Your testimony might not be everybody else's testimony, but don't take the credit watch this, y'all. We in our series for February on refocus. I'm trying to make sure that everything we do is set around this refocus theme. And I'm telling you that all you have to do is take credit for the fact that you know a man, that at his name, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. It says like this, salvation is in no one else. Nobody else can save you. Nobody else can heal you. Nobody else can deliver you. That it's at his name. Why would you give us this devotion on a Thursday in the middle of the week? I came to tell somebody that if it's not your, because watch this, I went to a place one time and ordered something and it was not in my name. I went and picked it up for somebody else. And what I found out was when I went to pick it up, I didn't have to pay for it because they paid for it because it was in their name. Is that my problems and my deliverance is not in my name. I don't have to pay for it. My breakthrough is not in my name. I don't have to see how he's going to do it. All of this stuff is clear to me about the simple fact of knowing that God can be God all by himself. And with that, it is enough. I came to tell two or three people on a Thursday evening afternoon at 12:09 that God is going to do something for you. And guess what? All you have to do is do like Peter and John in verse 4. It blessed me when I read the entire chapter of Acts 4. It blessed me because all they wanted them to do was say it wasn't Jesus. And they said, the problem is you're asking me to do the one thing I could never do. Why? Because it was him. I can't discredit him. I can't steal his thunder. I cannot take honor and glory for what he has done. It was him. I don't care what you see. That's what some of us need to do in your prayer time today, in your moment, in your closet. You didn't bring yourself to this. You didn't bring yourself through this. You can't take the credit. You can't take the punishment, but deliverance is available to you because you know a man that died on Calvary. I'm through. It's 12:10. I got to get out of here. I just need somebody to say, point to him, point to him, point to him. When they talk about you, point to him. When you're broke, point to him. When your back is against the wall, point to him. Guess what? Because when they get in a room by themselves and put you out, they're going to have to bring you back and say, we don't know what to do with you. We can't tell you that you're lying because it's evidence in showing that you've been with him. I love you. Thank you so much. Go with God today and believe this. God's got you. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you. God, I love you. I honor you, God. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your power. I thank you for the anointing that reigns and rules in our lives, God. We remove us and sit you in our place, God. We thank you for your people. We thank you for the clarity of your communication through your word to be able to see the principles that apply even from way back then to us, God. We ask for the same thing that the song just said. We ask for the same grace that set on Daniel to sit on us. We pray for the same grace that set on the three Hebrew boys to sit on us, God. We pray for the same anointing for the widow that was finna eat and die. God, give us the same grace to let our meal barrel not dry up. For the same grace that the woman that had a son that was dead, give us the same grace that you can heal things that we've seen die in our own lives. Heal them and bring them back, God. We claim it, we believe it, we call it done. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. I love you all. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being a part of what God is doing. See you all tomorrow at noon.
Just another day. I'll finish up, I promise. That the Lord has kept me. Just another day. Thank you. just another day.